loving you could drive a man insane. You put me to the test, I must confess, tried to lay the blame. What about for better or for worse, till death do us part? Such a fool I've been to think that you even had a heart. Now the future looks brighter since you walked out on me. It was a blessing in disguise, right now I plainly see. So if you're head over heels in love and think that it will last, take it from someone who knows that's just a thing of the past. You were wrong for me. Well, I guess love is blind, cause I couldn't find one reason that you'd leave. So from now on, I'm gonna live by a better look before you leave. And I'll think twice before I fall in love with another man to be. Now the future looks brighter since you walked out on me. Was a blessing in disguise, right now I plainly see. So if you're head over heels in love and think that it will last, take it from someone who knows that's just a thing of the past.
She told her, Michael. Little thing in the past. Yeah, all right. Well, now I know we're a fur piece from Nashville, Tennessee. But I also know that there's some folks here that know about the Grand Ole Opry, don't you? Yeah. All right, now look here. Suppose you go back in your memory to... Let's go back maybe 45, 50 years to the Grand Ole Opry on a Saturday night when you had AM 650 on your radio dial. You would have probably had Grant Turner or the old George D. Hay talking to you. Suppose you tuned in and you had a fellow that was featured on the wall ride portion of the Grand Ole Opry, and he had a special guest with him. And it might go something like this. The father of bluegrass, Bill Monroe, introducing his guest, might go a little bit like this.
Oh, awesome.
Howdy, folks. Howdy, the bluegrass boys are glad to be here tonight. And I'm glad to be here with them. Now we have a fellow with us tonight that started with me back in 1944. Then he went off with that other fellow. What was his name, boy?
Earl Scruggs.
That's him. That's me. Yeah, that's him. Here he is, Lester Flatt.
Thank you, folks. Thank you so much, and howdy. Well, actually, it's a great pleasure to be up this way for a program. And what sounds
good? You're looking
good,
Lester. You're looking good.
Well, thank you. Looks can be deceiving sometimes, but not tonight. What about that?
Don't you sass me, boy.
Yeah, it's a herringbone right there.
I'll break you like a stick.
Well, I can see you try, Bill.
Hear that. Don't you try. Well, what do you have planned for us?
Well, if you're not going to interrupt me there, I was going to sing one for the folks, if that'd be all right.
You kind of sassy since you tuned
in. Now I see why I left in the first place, you know. Well, I reckon we'll do one here called I Wonder How the Old Folks Are at Home.
Okay, Kenny Baker.